For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Columbia and Boone County's Health Department plans to automate its contact tracing efforts through a secure data collection software called REDCap. The Columbia Missourian reports the software was created in 2004 at Vanderbilt University to track medical and research data. Contact tracing is the process of identifying and notifying anyone who may have come into contact with the person who tests positive for COVID-19. It also includes checking on patients for the weeks following their positive test to determine whether they are still at risk of spreading the virus. Across the country, contact tracing has stood out as one of the most promising tools to battle the spread of COVID-19. Stephanie Browning is the director of the health department and says the county conducts daily symptoms checks via phone on 15 residents positive with the virus. REDCap would automate the process through a daily text or email message asking about symptoms and how the patient is feeling. It will also contact people who may have come into contact with that patient, recommend they get tested, and provide quarantine education. Browning says the process is optional, private, secure, and HIPAA-compliant. Patients who would prefer phone calls would still receive them. An employee at the Bluffs Nursing Home in Columbia has tested positive for COVID-19. Executive Director Donna Bowers announced in a statement the employee reported to work on Tuesday and, when asked health screening questions, said they did not feel well. The employee was sent home immediately and had not worked a shift since May 22nd. There are no other confirmed cases in the facility. The final forum for Columbia School Board candidates before the Tuesday election will be online from 7 to 8 p.m. today. According to a news release from the Chamber of Commerce, all candidates are scheduled to appear. The Chamber is co-sponsoring the event with the Columbia unit of the NAACP. The event may be watched via Zoom as well as live streams on the Chamber's Facebook page and KOMU-TV's website or app. In addition to voting on school board and city council members, voters in the June 2nd election will decide on a $20 million bond issue requested by the Columbia Public School District. If approved, money from the bond issue will go primarily toward building additions and renovations for a middle school. The Columbia Missourian reports taxes are not expected to increase with the bond. If the bond is not approved, taxes will remain the same. A 57% majority is needed to pass the bond, which was scheduled to be issued in June if approved. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.